Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the morning prayer. What a beautiful, glorious day we have today. Thanks to be God. For those who don't know me, my name is Karina, and I'm a member of community here. And it's a pleasure for me to lead the prayer this morning for you. I hope you got one of this liturgy. So today I'm going to read from this liturgy. Sometimes we wonder how we have come through some difficult situations. We struggle and worry. Listen for God's calls to you. Lord of joy and mercy, be with us this day as we seek your voice and your guidance. Remove the obstacles that block our commitment and help us to truly be your disciples. For we ask this in Christ's name. Let's pray together the prayer of confession. The Bible reading for today, we keep going to read from Exodus, and this time will be Exodus chapter 6, verses 28, and then chapter 7 from first verse to verses 7. So Exodus will be in page 63 in the Bible. Chapter 6, verse 28. Aaron to speak for Moses. Now, when the Lord spoke to Moses in Egypt, he said to him, I am the Lord. Tell Pharaoh, king of Egypt, everything I tell you. But Moses said to the Lord, since I speak with faltering lips, why would Pharaoh listen to me? Then the Lord said to Moses, I have made you like God to Pharaoh, and your brother Aaron will be your prophet. You are to say everything I command you, and your brother Aaron is to tell Pharaoh to let the Israelites go out of his country. But I will harden Pharaoh's heart, and though I multiply my sign and wonders in Egypt, he will not listen to you. Then I will lay my hand on Egypt, and with mighty acts of judgment, I will bring out of my divisions my people, the Israelites. And the Egyptians will know that I am the Lord when I stretch out my hand against Egypt and bring the Israelites out of it. Moses and Aaron did just as the Lord commanded them. Moses was 18 years old and Aaron was 83 when they spoke to Pharaoh. Let's have a 1 minute of silence. And let's reflect what we just read about it. Reading book of Exodus makes me think about the moments when life feels repetitive, exhausting, and emotionally heavy. Moses had already obeyed God once, yet things became harder instead better. The Israelites were discouraged. Pharaoh remained stubborn, and Moses questioned himself again. I can relate that to that feeling of wondering whether my efforts matter when I do not see progress. What stands out to me is that God still speaks clearly in the middle of Moses' insecurity. Moses keeps saying he's not good enough, but God keeps reminding him who's truly in control. This teaches me that my weaknesses do not cancel God's purpose. Sometimes I spend too much time focusing on my limitations, fears, mistakes, or lacks of confidence. This passage reminds me that God is not dependent on my perfection to accomplish sometimes something meaningful. I also noticed that God never promised Moses the journey will be easy. He told him that Pharaoh would resist. This part is important because it changed how I think about challenges. Resistance does not always mean failure or that I am in the wrong path. Sometimes growth, purpose, and change takes time. Faithfulness may require patience long before results appear. Another reflection from this passage is about identity. God tells Moses, I made you like gods to Pharaoh. Not because Moses was powerful on his own, but because he was carrying God's authority. It reminds me that when God gives a responsibility, he also gives the strength and authority needed for it. I do not have to rely only on my own confidence. I have God's strength. Aaron's role also speaks to me personally. Moses needed someone beside him. This reminds me that vulnerability is not weakness. Asking for help, accepting encouragement, and walking with others can be part of God's design. I do not always need to appear strong alone. This passage also challenged me to think about obedience, which sometimes it's hard for me. Moses still obeyed even while afraid and uncertain. Often, I think obedience means feeling ready, but Moses shows that obedience can happen while still struggling internally. Courage is sometimes simply taking the next step despite fear. About these scriptures, this scripture leaves me reflecting on these questions. Am I allowing fear to define what I think I can do? Do I give up too quickly when the results are delayed? Am I trusting God's strength more than my own abilities? Who are the Aarons God had placed in my life to support me? Can I remain faithful even when the outcome is uncertain? A personal lesson from this passage is that God is patient with human weaknesses. He does not abandon people because they are afraid or insecure. Instead, he continues to guide, strengthen, and work through them over the time. Beloved ones, you are the salty people, those who bring flavor to living. Your spirit of love and confidence gives hope to others. Remember that the Lord is always with you. Next moment, I'll put a song for you. And after that, if you want to remain longer and reflect God's word today, you are more welcome to do that. And the breakfast will be served shortly and 20 past 8.